Did you know that man was created to fellowship with God Almighty through His Son, Jesus Christ? That's why God created mankind. That's why you were born on the earth. Every person. That's why every person was born on the earth. I don't want to come across as a know-it-all, but what I have learned, I want to shout it from the rooftops. I want to proclaim this message every day. It's a simple message, but it's eternal. It's the purpose of human existence. The literal purpose of human existence, the reason we're on the earth, the reason God created us individually, but also created mankind to fellowship with Him forever. It is what Jesus called the kingdom. Amen. The anointing. It's the presence and the power of God Almighty. It's God Himself. Jesus Christ Himself. The Holy Spirit. Why am I giving this message and why have I been emphasizing this? This is the answer. The total answer. This is everything. And everything flows from this. Practically speaking, I need to emphasize, it's only available in the fourth phase of walking with Jesus Christ. It's not available in the first, second, or third phase, which 99% of people only get to, only less than 1%, much less than 1%, ever get to the fourth phase, even the third phase. But I need to emphasize that because someone who's not a follower of Jesus, they may not understand, they may think something else. We must prove ourselves worthy, we must move through the phases, that's all a different teaching, but this one simple message, podcast, I want to emphasize the presence and the power of Jesus Christ, the Father God Almighty, through His Son Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. It's sad, even tragic, that this truth is not emphasized more, that more people don't know it, that they don't hear it. A very large percentage of people in the world do not even know this truth, that they do not understand it, of course, but they don't even know that this is the option that a human being has, that this is what Jesus Christ offers us. Tragic, sad. Even within the Christian church, people don't understand this. I guarantee you, among people, if you ask 10 people, random people, maybe 2 would know. Even if you ask people the question related to faith and to God, the answers you would probably hear would be, the question is, what's our purpose? What's the purpose of our relationship with God? Answers would probably be things like to serve Him, to know Him, which is part of this. But knowing someone is having a relationship with them, and the ultimate end goal of a relationship is fellowship. That's the, you might call that the goal. The end goal, the end purpose, is to fellowship with Him. Getting into that first phase is just somebody who receives Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Even they are on their first, in the first phase of knowing Him. And that's the greatest thing someone can do who doesn't know, who hasn't entered into the first phase. But again, it's a relationship, and the ultimate goal is fellowship with Him. And so that's what's available to us. He's the most glorious. I almost wanted to give this message just to reason with someone who will listen, to explain it verbally, to just put it right out on the table. This is the purpose of human existence. This is the reason we were created. It's the reason we're here. And so when we fellowship with Him, we find complete and total fulfillment. He created us to fellowship with Him. And we find total fulfillment. He's so wonderful, He can't be put into human words. And you notice when Jesus talked about the kingdom, He could never say what it is. He never said actually what it is. And I've said this before, there's probably many reasons for that. He's God Almighty. But one of the reasons is He cannot be put into human words. Jesus kept talking about giving these wonderful stories and parables and metaphors and analogies and of symbols and types of what the kingdom of God is like. Famous, we all know these famous teachings. We could try to come up with many more. You know, we could say it's like the most beautiful day that you've ever imagined in the world, just surrounding your being, and multiply that times a million, and then apply that to your spirit person, a spiritual thing. Like we can't put His presence into words. And again, it's so sad and so tragic that people are blinded. They don't understand this. They don't get it. That's what's available to us. And that's the main message Jesus Christ gave when He was on the earth, the kingdom. It's the main message. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And there's much that I could say. People have it so, they're so, we miss it. We miss it so much. People think that it's a religious thing, and they think it's hard and difficult, and they think it's, and there's there's all these misconceptions. And hundreds, we could just go into all of these different misconceptions, distractions, what keeps people from this. The devil, the world, our flesh, all of those things are true. Even, as I mentioned in the previous message, Jesus' famous teaching when He referred to Isaiah, that even God has is part of this, is that it's a holy mystery. We cannot even understand that. I'm going to read this from Matthew 13. These are Jesus Christ's words, God's words. But I want to emphasize, I believe that we cannot fully understand this. Just as with many things, we don't have the answers. We cannot explain everything. We are frail creatures created by God, made to humble ourselves before Him and have a relationship with Him forever and to fellowship with Him. That's what we need we need to come to that place. Let me read this. This is Jesus speaking, Matthew 13, and it's the NAS version. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because while seeing, they do not see, and while hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand. In their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, you will keep on hearing, but will not understand. You will keep on seeing, but will not perceive. For the heart of this people has become dull. With their ears they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. For truly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. Then he talks about the parable of the sower. And so salvation is this glorious divine mystery that we cannot explain that. More than likely, somehow in our generations, someone prayed for us, a family member prayed for us, a grandmother, a grandfather, a mother, a father, a great-grandfather. And somehow in our generations, we were able to get the gospel into our generation, and some people believed, and it spread, and then another thing, the anointing. You know, around the world, there's great moves of God and revivals. And that's the anointing, the Holy Spirit, that causes these great revivals. So, why am I emphasizing this? This is the answer. We should stop everything and just seek Him till we get Him, till we find Him. You shall seek me and you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. It's a holy, he's holy, he's righteous, he's perfect, we were meant to have a relationship with him. And if someone stops in that first phase and they don't go any further, but they stay there and they sincerely serve him, well, that's the greatest thing that they could get. That would have been much greater if they went into the second phase and the third and the fourth, but at least they got to the first phase. It's like winning the lottery. The second phase is winning the super lottery. The third phase is winning the super, super lottery. And the fourth phase is winning the super, super, super lottery. Where, you know, there's a whole series of messages about the anointing, because that fourth phase, because when someone gets there, that's when God makes their home with them. And that then the blessings become just exponential. But, and I pray that this is, anyone listening, that they get it. I'm always open to explaining this to people who don't get it, who don't, you know, that challenge of explaining to someone, you know, going up to a random person and just saying, would you like for me to tell you the purpose of human existence? And if they say yes, I'd say, you know, you could answer and say, well, the purpose of our human existence, of why every person on the earth was created, is to fellowship with God Almighty through Jesus Christ. Now, I know that presenting that will get resistance from most people. They don't want to hear it. You know, and so this leads to the next thing. This is interesting. Only the anointing can accomplish anything for him. If we don't have that anointing, the presence of Jesus, it's just us trying on our own, and it's going to fail. We'll get resistance from people. We'll get people who don't want to hear anything more they'll stop you and resist and say, get away from me, don't. And that's the result. I've seen that happen. I did a little test and asked probably 10 to 20 people, and then the stats bore out the results of that experiment, bore out the stats. About 20% of them said that, yes, I'm Christian, you know, and then 80% were doing their own thing. And if the Christian thing was brought up, the Jesus Christ was brought up, they were hostile. And so Jesus said, don't cast your pearls before swine. Don't give what's holy to the dogs. So, what's the answer to this? How do we do? The answer, it goes back to what I said earlier. The anointing. The presence of Jesus. When we find Him, that's when everything's natural and clicks and flows. Amen. Even in our personal life and, yes, in ministry. Amen. Thanks for listening.